Did you say, here are your clothes, or here's your clothes? Or?
Well, I suppose are would be right. I'm not so sure about that. That's not the way I say it, but probably I should.
How would you say it?
Here's your clothes.
Okay.
Here's your clothes.
And if you were taking a child to the dentist and he was scared, the dentist might say, well, you don't need to be scared, I. What's going to hurt you?
I don't know. I carried one of mine grandchildren to the dentist not too many years ago. And with all the squalling they did before the dentist ever touched them.
Did you ever use the word ain't? Did you ever say I ain't gonna do that? Or?
Oh yeah, I say that a lot now.
How would you?
I ain't gonna do it, I ain't gonna do that.
And say if I ask you, was that you I saw in town yesterday? You might say, no, I didn't go to town, so it, what?
I don't know.
Well, I asked you, was that you that I saw? You might answer, no, it.
Well, I guess that would be it.
Or if I say, did you just slam that door? Say no, it.
Wind slammed it.
Okay, but it wasn't. But you say it wasn't I or wasn't me or how would you?
Well, I'd probably say it wasn't me, but that wouldn't be right.
Okay. Well, I'm interested in what, you know, you would usually say, you know. Say if a woman wanted to buy a dress of a certain color, she'd take along a little square cloth to use as a
sample, as a, I guess it would be a sample.
Uh-huh. Say she sees a dress she likes a lot, she'd say the dress is very
pretty.
And a child might say, Susie's dress is pretty, but mine is even
prettier.
And why don't you wear over your dress in the kitchen?
Apron.
And to sign your name in ink, you could use a
napkin.
Or to sign, or what you'd write with would be a, this is a
pencil.
And to hold the baby's diaper in place, you could use a
safety pin.
And soup that you buy comes in a can made out of
soup?
Uh-huh. What kind of metal is a can made out of?
Tin, I guess.
And a dime is worth, talking about money, a dime is worth,
I don't know.
Well, you could say it's worth 2 nickels or it's worth
10 cents.
And what would a man wear to church on Sunday?
What do men wear at the church?
Uh-huh.
Suits.
Okay. If he just bought it, it'd be a brand.
Brand new.
Huh?
Brand new. New.
Okay.
If it's just bought, it would be brand new.
Okay. Or talk about the suit, it'd be a brand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A brand. Brand new.
Mm-hmm.
What were the parts of a three-piece suit?
Coat, pants, and vest.
Uh-huh. Any other name for pants?
Breeches.
Okay. How does that sound?
Breeches.